Howdy and Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. What do you want for Christmas? I know what I want. I want a whole bunch of guys to come and join me, and we're going to build a national setup. We're going to call it Liberal Rehab Centers, and we'll build big buildings, and liberals will come in, and we'll give them treatment, and we'll try to get them on the right path. How do you like that? Donald Trump, he's been working at that, because prior to Donald Trump, the whole world was really going left. That's because of the fake news and the press, and it was happening all of the time, and every time people like me, too, went out for dinner and we started to speak, our mind, our wives would kick us under the table and say, don't have a confrontation. The silent majority is all our fault, and that we're here where we are. But now we're talking, me in particular, I'm yipping all the time. And I think it's important. Look at all the countries now that have gone to the right because of Donald Trump. You have Italy and Ecuador and now Chile. Chile, can you imagine? I mean, that's kind of cute. And Honduras and Paraguay and Bolivia and Peru. And there's a long list here of people that are moving to the right, and they're getting vocal, all kinds of awareness. And that's a good thing. And it needs to go to other countries like the UK, England, and Canada, and so on, because the right needs to wake up and go out and work on these liberals, try to fix them. In Canada, your private property rights are at risk. Okay, nowhere in their charter rights, whatever it's called, their semi-constitution, I guess, does it give the right to own property. It's kind of crazy. I mean, legal cases like the Indian one that just went on recently in Vancouver, they threatened to undermine property rights across the country because the court ruled that they owned a whole bunch of land, they being the Indians, and they took hundreds, I think, of houses away from people that owned them. And it's an appeal now, so we'll see what happens. But the court said, yes, you people own it because you say it's yours. Well, there wasn't a lot of proof or anything else, but it did happen. So the property rights are, you know, but there aren't any. So we'll see what happens with that. Ottawa's gun ban. And they're going out and taking guns away from people because that's just another scheme that they're doing. And it doesn't make Canada safer. And part of the problem, of course, is there's absolutely no protection for private property, whether it be real estate or guns or anything else. Someday they might decide to come and take your cars. Talking about the Indians is kind of interesting because the Indian bands years ago sued the entire city of Kamloops, British Columbia for ownership. They said, we own this and y'all have to move now. And it's going on in court, as said. And I went to the city of Kamloops' website the other day and I thought, a judge would really, you know, make mincemeat out of you people when you go to court and say, it's our land, not their land. Here's what they have on their website. City of Kamloops, 7 Victoria Street West, Cha-Cha. Land acknowledgement in bold print. The City of Kamloops acknowledges that we are located on Indian territory situated within the unceded ancestral lands of the Indian Nation. We honor and respect the people, the territory, and the land that houses our community. A judge would look at them and say, that's your defense? You acknowledge that it's not yours, you're squatters, you've been here all these years, you don't pay rent to them or anything else? Go away, move to the Yukon, or go somewhere where you shouldn't be here. What kind of defense is that? Then you have Prime Minister Carney. In his first budget, he says, I'm going to spend more money taking guns away from legal gun owners. This is hilarious. Really, you can't even make this stuff up. I'm going to spend more money doing that than what we do with NATO and border enforcement combined. Okay? And so he's going out and trying to pick up all the guns from the licensed people because he knows where to go, where to get them, right? He can knock on the door. Whereas the criminals, they don't publish where they keep their guns. So they tried picking guns up recently and they were able to get 22 firearms, 22. People are pushing back now. The legal guys are saying, that's enough. You've been after us for many years. We're not going to do this anymore. Go away. So the government is a little bit befuddled. So they said, hey, we're going to extend this. We're going to give an amnesty program here for a little while, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. Now, Australia, they had their terrible tragedy there recently. I think it was like 15 people murdered and so on, and so many injured, 40 or 50 last I heard. It was quite incredible, and it's a tragedy. Right away, immediately, of course, the government jumps in and says, gun control. And so with that wordage or with that talk or the narrative, they're now saying, what do we do? What else can we do? Everyone is so controlled now that anyone that owns a firearm, except the bad guys, of course, because that's their business, is to have guns. So now what do we do? And one guy suggested, why don't we make it so they can only have one gun? One gun? That's kind of like California. For a while, they were you can only buy one gun every 30 days. So I guess you're only going to want to murder 12 people and have a whole bunch of different guns. You have to wait a year. I mean, that's the left. I mean, they're just wild. MAGA, Make America Great Again is good. MUGA, most useless government anywhere. Australia's kind of there right now because that's pretty bad. Okay, I got one last little story for you. Hang on, here it comes. There was a man driving down the road and he was going kind of fast and he saw a big sign that says, dog for sale, talking dog for sale. And he went a little further, another sign, talking dog for sale. So he was kind of curious and pretty soon there's a sign that says, talking dog for sale here. So he pulls up and goes in and he talks to the man and he says, hey, you have a talking dog for sale? I don't believe it. And he says, yes, I do. And he's out in the backyard. Oh, okay, I'll go out and look at him. And he did. And he talked to the dog. Believe it or not, he went up and said, hi, dog. And the dog looked at him and said, hi, mister. And whoa, he was quite taken back. He says, you really talk? He says, absolutely. I've been talking all of my life and I'm old now. He says, I used to work for the CIA and then I worked for the RCMP and then I went over and I worked for the M16 and around the world I've done everything because people don't, you know, I can understand what people say. And so when I go into a building, people ignore me. The bad guys, so I've been instrumental in the CIA. I got awards from them and all this kind of stuff. And wow, the guy was so impressed. He went back out to talk to the man that had the dog and says, this is incredible. He says, that dog has been everywhere around the world. How much do you want for him? $5. What? That's it? For a talking dog that's been around the world? The guy looked at him and says, he's a Democrat. He's full of crap. He's never left the yard. Ah! Hey, y'all, come back.